little take home gift.
Charles, a lot of emotion on the sidelines there as the clock ticked down about when you first came the season. Can you describe just what it was like to win the game?
Man, it was a huge load off our shoulders, you know. you know, to come into this game 0-10, you know, not having won a game, you know, that's pressure. You know, the pressure starts to mount, you know, to get that first win. And we came out, you know, fired up, came out ready to play. And, man, you know, we got up on them early, and they fought back. And for, you know, us to end the game and finally, you know, find a way to come up with a win, our offense driving down there and getting that score, man, that was unbelievable. And that's exactly the kind of things you need, you know, for your team when you're struggling the way we've been struggling.
I know you're going to say, well, it just means I've been playing for a long time. But first with 50 interceptions and 20 sacks, I mean, even you have to take a step back and go, wow.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I will say yes because I've been playing a long time. But I think what it also says is that I've been a productive player. You know, I've been able to do a lot of things. I've been, you know, put in positions to make plays, you know, for the teams that I've been on. You know, they put me in a lot of different positions and a lot of different scenarios where I could come up with plays. And I've come up with a lot of them. And this team's no different. The coaches have, you know, even though I'm 38 years old, they've trusted me to go out there and do those things. And you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it, man. This win was huge for this team, for this organization. It was huge for us.
Storybook setting, Chiefs, bitter rival, home game, Thursday night football with everyone watching.
Yeah, I mean, after this game, you know, people were either going to laugh at us or they were going to respect us. You know, I think that's the way, you know, guys kind of approach this game. You know, this was our only prime time game of the season, this Thursday night game. And you know, people know what our record was coming in, so everybody was going to get a chance to look at us tonight, and everybody was going to be able to, you know, really form an opinion about us after this game. And what we did today is went out there and we fought, you know, for a full 60 minutes and came up with a big win. And you know, you wish you could have done it earlier, you know, and got that first win earlier, and your record been a lot different. But you know what? It don't matter. We got the first one. It feels good, and now we'll move on from here.
Ronnie Lott always says that winning is the greatest deodorant.
No doubt about it. I do buy it. I do buy it. You know, we needed it, man. I mean, I don't think there's any other way to put it. You know, we needed this win, and you know, it just lets you know that you can do it. You know, even though we haven't done it to this point, we got it done tonight. So it you know, now this locker room, there's no excuse really. You know what I mean? Not to get the next one. So we got to continue to, you know, not rest on this game, you know, because we got a lot of things we still got to fix. You know, we were up on that team, we had them down, we let them back in the game. So there's a lot of corrections, you know, from our team standpoint. But boy, this feels good.
Last one for me. You like fielding those punts? I feel like I was watching a Michigan game.
I mean, I like being on the football field. It don't matter where they put me at. I like being out there.
Your thoughts on Moore and Mac doing their dance and that thing?
I don't need no more of that. I'll tell you that. You know, I couldn't believe it. I told them that was the first time I ever seen somebody celebrate for a whole 40-second clock. And that was ridiculous. And, you know, they know it. I told CO he's lucky we got the win, but we really probably would have had to fight. And I'd have seen exactly what kind of fighter he was, man. So I'm glad we got that win.
I mean, obviously, it's one win, but all the years you've been in the NFL, how special would you rank this type of win, just given what this team has been through?
Well, you know what, man? I'll tell you, I put it like this. Losing hurts. Losing is like the worst thing in the world. But the feeling you get from losing doesn't compare to the feeling you get from winning. So, man, I'm happy as hell. I you know, I don't know how better to say it.
How much did the defense feed off of the offense going up early?
It was great. It was great, you know, for us to go out. That's what I'm talking about. You know, for us to go out there, start it off, then those guys will come in the game, put points on the board. I mean, that's your team working together. You know, that's you know, offense and defense and you know, your special teams and things working together. And when you can do that, and you can put yourself ahead early, you know, you have a chance. And we did. We got ahead early, and like I said, I feel like we let them fight their way back in the game. You know, give them credit for that, for continuing their game plan. But if you look at the end of the game, offense and defense put it back together again. And then our offense went out there and drove that ball, you know, down the field, you know, late in the game, man, and got that touchdown. And I'm telling you, man, that was big time.
Charles, you look like a man possessed out there from the start of the game to the end of the game. Did you take it upon yourself to win this game for your team defensively?
I just wanted to go out there and have fun. I mean, this was a prime time game for us. You know, we know that, you know, everybody was going to be watching. You know, we know everybody has an opinion about what the Raiders are, but we wanted to give everybody watching a different opinion. We wanted to change that. You know, yeah, we've been down, but you know, this team's going to continue to fight. You know, we're going to continue to get better, and we'll make strides as a team, you know, to get better, you know, throughout the rest of this season.
Whose idea was it for you to field punts?
Well, you know, I got the word a couple of days ago that they might need me, and, you know, they called me, I answered, so that was it.
Coach said that he asked you maybe to fair catch it, and then you kind of laughed at him.
Hey, look, if they put me back there, don't expect me to fair catch. Now, if there's somebody in my face, yeah, but, you know, if I got a chance to field it and, you know, get some yards, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, thank you, guys.